Let's go to Bill in Bayview. Bill, what's going on?
Hi. Listen, I didn't want to get back on the Ravens, but
that's
when
fine.
I called you, okay. It seemed to me when you were talking about the Ravens and who plays and what regulars play during the preseason, and they usually don't play them.
No.
Ever since the year a couple years ago when, mm-hmm. when they got hurt, a bunch of them.
J.K. Dobbins, I remember that, man. Remember Dobbins' first preseason game?
Yeah. It almost like somebody looked at him and his leg went down. But what I'm saying, and I understand that, but it's a dilemma because I've noticed the last 3 years, the first five games of the year, or maybe less, maybe four, it seems like they're the exhibition game.
They're not in sync, are they?
No, they're glad that all them penalties from offside, and then coupled with the left tackle coming back from that horrendous injury
Stanley, everything.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, and are they going to do the same thing again this year? They're going to need to win their division this year.
Yeah.
I'm not worrying, Super Bowl, we're all talking that, and we're all putting ourselves on the
ledge.
You know
something, Bill? If they just get through the month of September, I'll be happy.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a tougher start to the season?
I mean, at Buffalo, back home for Cleveland, which is the Browns, but it's a division game.
And the Browns give them hell.
Yep. And Detroit the next week at home on Monday night, then go to Kansas City on a short week.
And you're not even to October yet.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be brutal. And look, to the caller's point, I don't think necessarily you're going to see the Ravens do anything different in the preseason than they have the last couple of years. John has opted to take some of that early season rust over potential long-term injuries that you get in the preseason. And I'm fine with that. But I agree, they can't get off to a slow start. I do think it's important for them to try to win this conference this year and get as many home playoff games as possible.
All right, Bill, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. I can understand where the fans might be a little bit dismayed by that. And it reminds me, Tom Matty used to tell me, up until 1974, this will floor you if you don't already know it. Up until 1974, each team had six preseason games. Can you imagine?
That's a lot.
Six preseason games. And what would happen is they would play them in other cities. Like the Colts would have home games in Louisville or Birmingham mm-hmm. or wherever. But six preseason games, that's an awful lot.
I mean, and teams are starting to play their guys more. Mahomes gets run in the preseason these days. So, I mean, if he's out there, you feel like anybody should be out there. But, again, the Ravens have their own philosophy. And to their credit, they have been healthier these last few years.
They really have. I mean, what was it, 3 years ago? That was the horrible year.
Terrible.
They have been. Let's get real quick here before we go to break. Let's go to Kent Island, get John. John, you got good timing.
Hey, appreciate it, guys. Hey, I've been watching all the replays of the games last year, and what's amazed me is how many times the punt returner for the Ravens never fielded the ball. How many punts actually bounced mm-hmm. versus were caught? There was one against Houston, one against Cincinnati, down at the one-yard line, converted to a safety the next play. And I know John Harbaugh is a special teams genius, but what does it take to catch a punt?
The rule of thumb throughout the NFL, and Cordell will agree with this, is don't touch a punt inside the 20-yard line. You just let that thing bounce and hope that it goes into the end zone. But you're right, a lot of punts hit the ground against the Ravens last year.
Yeah, some of that was just honestly lack of confidence that they could even catch the punt. and sometimes, honestly, you start to see a guy bobble a punt on this first attempt, and then the next time they're just getting away from it no matter where it's bouncing. They just didn't have anybody to return punts last year that they felt confident in. And that's why you saw them cycling through so many different guys.
Yeah.
Very rarely is that the case. So I think, again, they drafted LaJonte Wester to serve as that role. He has had his moments to where catching a punt has been a struggle for him. But I do think he's stacking some days. Yesterday at the stadium was a really good day for him catching punts. I didn't see him drop any. So that's a good sign, especially when you're at the stadium and you got all the fans out there. That's their first time really getting a taste of what it will start to feel like when these games start to get real, at least somewhat real for guys like him on Thursday.
And then for the young guys to get a hit in the ear hole Thursday mm-hmm. night, that's important too. John, don't you agree?
Yep. Yeah, I agree. I tell you, the reason why Lamar had so many long touchdown drives is because they were always starting from the 5 yards or in.
Yeah, you're right about that. Thanks for the call, Bill. We appreciate it. All right, coming up, the Orioles just finished up with the Cubs. We're going to talk about that series. Did you like it? Did you not like it? Are you encouraged? Are you discouraged? That's next on the Vinny and Haney Show.